Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is episode 2 of BG Dunks 2018. I've made a $1,000 bet that I can dunk a basketball inside of a year. The actual end date of this bet, the payoff date, would be October 2nd. I did some testing this past week. My friend Drew is a physical therapist. He owns a place called Sport Spine KC here in town. I went over there and they ran me through some crazy tests. You can see kind of an explainer video on the Points Facebook page if you'd like, on my Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Brady Goodman Radio. I seriously don't know what I have done. And if you can't hear the panic in my voice, know that it is there. My wife has been pretty cool about this. I just need to start saving $1,000. I've never dunked in my life. We're going to go through a bunch of this. I'm going to bring, actually, Drew in here, and we're going to talk about that. Now, I'm looking for, in future episodes, somebody that can do vision boards, maybe a hypnotist, because I'm definitely going to use all I can. I don't know, some of those magic oils that seem to be a thing. Maybe I rub them on my calves. I don't know. I'm taking any and all help that you can give me. I'm on Twitter at Brady Goodman, hashtag BGDunks18. This episode is sort of a this is your life episode, and I'm going to call some friends and some associates and get their take on this misadventure that I've stepped into. So first, I'm going to bring on program director, co-worker. I feel weird saying boss, because even though you are the go-between between me and upper management, it doesn't feel like that sort of a thing.
He just doesn't want to admit that I can boss him around.
That as well. Lee, welcome.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
So we're talking my dunk bet with our promotions director, Nikki. $1,000, October 2nd. Can I dunk a basketball? Your initial reaction.
Well, this is what's funny. Okay. You brought this bet to me a month or two ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't make your kind of money. I don't make morning show money. I'm not taking this bet. And you're like, oh, talking big stuff, right?
Yes.
So then our new promotions director is like, oh, done. In.
Instantly, she said.
And you start to backpedal.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to need to put some parameters on this. And I'm going to need to check the girth of my thigh muscle. And I got to see how many days I can do calf raises in the shower. And I was like, Brady, you just gave me so much crap. So much crap for like a month. And then I find someone who is going to... And then you were like, ugh, panic.
I know.
But now you're in.
It's a huge mistake, I feel like.
Now you're in.
But look, let's look on the positive side. Let's say I try and I really give it a good effort. I've worked out for a year.
Yeah, I mean, that's different than every other year I've known you. So
Why,
you know.
So that's right. And I set a goal. I go for it.
I think, though, I was going to say you got nothing to lose. However, you have $1,000 to lose. You should probably start like putting away like $10 a week or something.
What do you think? What do you think you
Not
spend?
Not that I don't have faith in you. But
no, I know. Do you think it's unlikely? It's unlikely. I can admit it's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
How much do you think you spend a year on Starbucks?
Just on myself or on you and me both?
What do you spend on Starbucks a year? What do you think?
Thousands of dollars.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, for real, thousands
of
dollars.
I probably drink, at least three times.
Yeah. And quite often when I go, I grab some for you or I grab some for whoever in the office.
So what do you think? $30 a week?
More than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
$30 a week would be $1,500 a year.
Yeah, more than that for sure.
I mean,
I think I've got to be in the 2000s at least.
Wow.
Because I often get my reduced fat turkey bacon breakfast sandwich.
Right.
Or the spinach feta wrap.
So they have the protein boxes there. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're like a big boy Lunchable.
They are a big boy Lunchable.
It's a little embarrassing.
Those little egg white sous vide like things.
Yeah, it's really weird. Okay, so I did go get all the tests done and I'm waiting on the results back from the scientists.
The scientists. Is this in the rules that you can employ science into the jump?
Now we need an arbitrator. We need to go through arbitration at some point. But just give me your best pieces of advice. Should I really try to get out of this bet? Would she let me out for $100 right now?
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, she's in it to win it.
Thug life.
I mean,
Nikki.
A real hashtag. Thug life. Yeah.
So what should I do? What if you were me?
Yeah.
And you've made this horrible mistake.
Right.
What would you do?
You know, Brady poses a question like this to me at least once a week. That's how often he makes horrible mistakes.
This is a pricey one, though.
It is. Yeah. This is worse than, you know, talking yourself out of a 3D printer that your wife's upset you bought. Those kinds
of things. Here's the thing. I can't decide if I'm going to be more bummed if I really go for it and can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if I go, oh, I just didn't even try.
Okay, no, because that's not, if you don't even try, then it's not a thing. Like, you know, people who, you know, set any sort of goal and then don't really put any effort into it or don't have any faith in,
right.
Oh, I bet I haven't lost any weight or,
right.
Oh, I haven't blah, 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 blah. If you've already Debbie Downered yourself, right. You've got nothing to lose like internally. Right. But what a bummer is that? Like, but you got to at least try.
I know, but if I give it my best effort, if I do calf raises in the shower,
that's exactly what he's going to do, by the way.
It's a really weird thing.
It is a weird thing
to
do.
Try it. Just
have you seen my calves? It's the best part of my body.
You have great calves.
I have great calves.
So, but if I really go for it and I work out and I try and I eat better and I do all this and I still can't dunk, I have to live the rest of my life knowing I'm a non-dunker.
Yeah, but you'll probably have tighter abs, better calves.
Who cares? I can't dunk. I feel like, I don't know. I'm going to try. I really am. I think, so if you saw the video I posted on Facebook, we ran through the tests. We didn't get the whole workout plan back yet, but I asked Drew, the physical therapist, mm-hmm. what he thought my odds were.
Oh, what did he say?
100-1. Which, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Wait,
I feel like it's bad.
Like the bad way.
Yes.
Oh.
100-1 that I couldn't do it. But I think his biggest concern mm-hmm. is that I won't commit to the workouts.
Which I can understand why he would think that.
Do you think that's the biggest concern?
No, this is my biggest concern. My biggest concern is the fact you're going to get so into this, you're going to stop drinking with me.
Yes. Well, yeah. I know. I was thinking about
that.
When
you get all healthy, it's annoying to me. And when you get on your special diets, it's annoying to me.
Healthy people are not fun people.
Not at all.
Right.
I don't know one healthy, fun person.
Right.
Or one fun, healthy person.
Right. I know, but this is...
So don't get boring.
I would really love to dunk. That would be certainly a bucket list. Like, one of the things I would love to do in my life, there are few that I would put above dunking a basketball.
Why don't you make a sub bet for $500 that you can do a really fancy one off of a trampoline?
Oh, nice.
Like a mascot.
Yeah, like a forward flip.
Yeah, or something.
Maybe I'm just oblivious, but I feel like if I really put the effort in, I can do it.
Listen, what do we tell our kids every day? And by that, I mean, you're the only one in this room with kids.
What do we
You can do or be anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. Just put your mind to it. Go for it.
My mom used to always say that, and here's what kind of a jerk I was as a son. Oh, really? If I go outside and flap my arms and I really want to, will I fly?
Yeah, but you're just kind of a jerk like that in general.
And now I've turned my attitude around and I agree with you. If I put my mind to it, I think I can.
I think I can. Right?
Let's go make a vision board together.
Oh, I like it.
Right? Photoshop my head on Michael Jordan's body.
And I'm going to Photoshop my head on every single model that just walked the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
And we've done it. Okay, so
I feel better already.
Final words of parting advice, please.
Good luck. You're going to need it. 100 to 1.
Thank you, Lee. When I'm asked on a website for security questions and they say, who is your best friend? This is the name I use. We lived 63 steps from each other through junior high and high school. I believe this is all correct, but he'll probably correct me. Ryan Archer, welcome to my podcast.
Absolutely. What's up, buddy?
Was I correct? 63 steps we lived from my front door to your back.
53 steps is what I remember. That's
okay.
Cool.
Okay. Well, if you remember it, it's probably true. The man has the sharpest memory of anybody I know.
Stupid things. Nothing important, that's for sure.
right. Frivolous stuff.
Right?
Frivolous.
I mean, if it was important, I don't remember it at all.
Right. But the frivolous stuff you are always good for. So here's my bet that I made with Nikki, our promotions director here at the station. I know, this is embarrassing every time I say it. Why I'm doing a podcast about it, I don't know. Why I've made this bet, I don't know. Maybe you can help me get out of it. I bet $1,000 that I could dunk a basketball in 1 year.
With or without an assist from a trampoline.
So at this point, we're here in a future episode. I'm going to bring in an arbitrator, and we're going to deal with all that. But without.
Okay.
Now, I know it's a long shot. I remember one time we were sophomores, I think, in high school, and we were at basketball practice, and David Fletcher, who could dunk at the time in high school, was standing in front of us. And I think it was either me and you or JD and I, and we were talking about that. And I said, I think I'm going to be able to dunk before I'm a senior. And Fletcher heard it, turned around, and just started busting my cojones over that statement. And obviously, I've never been able to dunk. Now, here's my thinking.
Right.
This is something I've always wanted to do. I've never really had that motivation, right? Like, just one thing. Because back in high school, yeah, we would practice and work out a little bit. I didn't work out very hard. And I was focused on, you know, doing all the drills and everything. Now, long odds, right? It's unlikely that I'll be able to, don't you think?
Long odds, yep. I would say long odds,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, right?
It's not going to be easy,
right.
There's no doubt.
Because, I mean, you're not 18 either,
no,
right?
No,
I mean, youth is not on your side anymore.
Youth is not on my side. I've never been able to dunk. Back in the day, I could touch the rim.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, there were some schools where we played at that. Don't know if they were actually Hoosier regulated as far as 10-foot goals, but yeah, you could touch the rim.
So if you were in my position, what's my move from this point? Do I try to get out of the bet? Do I go for it? What do you think I should do?
Well, you got to have a game plan as far as what's your game plan. I mean, we have a trainer that's going to work on your legs and your jumping skills and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
or you're just independently going to do this on your own?
No, that's a good question. So a friend of mine is a physical therapist, and he owns a physical therapy outfit. It's called Sport and Spine here in town. And it is, I mean, it's a physical therapy office. That's what they do. So I went in there the other day, and they did a bunch of tests. Vertical leap. They were doing how flexible my ankles are. They measured the girth of my legs on both of them. Yeah, I know. And we did a bunch of tests. And then there's this new app or this program, and I'm going to talk to the creator of that. But what they do is they put all this stuff in. You tell them what you need to work on. Now, most of the time, I'm guessing this is for... I don't know the full thing, but I'm guessing it's for physical therapy. So you would say, oh, my left knee needs rehab. And then you put in all these statistics, and it creates workouts specifically for what you need to improve. So I've done the tests. Ryan, I am so sore. I had to throw medicine balls around. For the last 2 days, I had to roll out of bed because I couldn't sit up. My stomach hurts so bad.
Oh, I can see that. I mean, it's just probably something you haven't done in a long time, right? Well, I mean, I get that.
Probably ever.
What does the professional say as far as, is it possible?
They kind of had the same reaction. They had the same reaction you had. They laughed.
But they did test, and then from their test, they say, as far as the leap that you have to make from now to then, is that leap doable?
Yeah, so I think my friend Drew, who's the actual physical therapist, I think his issue is he doesn't think I'll be able to make the commitment necessary. I don't think he believes it's outside of the realm of possibility, but because it is such an achievement, considering my current status and, you know, my history and all that, he thinks that I won't be able to commit to the necessary workouts.
Well, okay, so he may not know this, and this is going to be a key piece of information, is the $1,000 bet.
Right.
So is it $1,000 that you have to pay?
Yes.
If you don't?
Yes.
Okay, so what he doesn't understand is your motivation is going to be quite high.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're not going to want to pay $1,000, and you want $1,000.
Right.
So I don't think he quite knows you as well as I do that motivation, you're going to be fine.
Well, not only that, Ryan, but look, yes, it's a $2,000 swing, right? There's a difference between paying out $1,000 and winning $1,000. That's a $2,000 difference. Plus, so you know of probably anybody, maybe outside of my wife, you know better than anybody that I love doing things when I'm told I shouldn't or can't.
Right, absolutely.
Right,
yep,
so
I agree.
That plus $2,000.
Right.
Which now I'm going to frame it as
motivation to do it. So that's good.
Now, here's a couple things. So we know it's unlikely. My history is not great with athletics, all this sort of thing. What's the move? Should I really try to get out of this bet, or should I go for it?
Oh, I think you need to still go for it. You know, as far as, I don't think you have enough information that, I mean, one, it'd be a good workout probably for you for a year, right?
Right.
I mean, it's probably increasing your vertical jump. So whatever your vertical jump is now, and based upon what exercises and things you could do to increase it, I mean, people do that all the time.
Right.
So I would think you'd be able to do that. You've got height, and your long arms is an advantage. You're 6'2", and you've got a wingspan that's pretty long, large. So that, I would think that would be helpful. You know,
right.
It's not like you're my height, 5'10", and round and chubby, and it's going to be hard to get up there. You know,
yeah. It's not some sort. I'm not trying to set a world record.
Yeah, you're not a U.S. decathlete, are you? You know,
right. I'm just trying to do one thing. I just need to increase my vertical.
And I mean, have we talked about? I mean, this might be under regulations as far as when you talk about the details. What size of ball does it have to be?
Right.
Are we talking a full size basketball? Are we talking about women's basketball? Oh, we talk about tennis ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it said basketball, but can I use a women's basketball or one of those ones
right.
that Pizza Hut used to give out back in the day?
I mean, I feel pretty good with a women's size basketball. You know, that's not that much smaller, you know?
Well, you got to figure that's like an extra 2-3 inches, right?
Well, you would think.
So that's 2 less inches that I would have to jump. Here's the other thing. She was saying, I mean, I should be able to travel too, right? I shouldn't have to dribble.
Yeah, you should be able to run up there and you shouldn't have to worry about traveling, right?
Right. Exactly. Take as many steps as I want.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Why have I done this to myself, Ryan?
And whether you just, thunder dunk it down with two hands like off the board or run and jump like Michael Jordan,
Would an alley-oop be easier because I wouldn't have to hold the ball?
Yeah, because then you're just, just throw it up off the backboard and thunder dunk it down.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd probably be easier than taking Michael Jordan flight school.
Right. No, you're right. I don't know what I've done here, man. I feel like I've made a big mistake. But I got to go for it, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's too early. Yeah. Absolutely.
Gotta go for it. Okay. Any last?
Maybe find some sponsors. Maybe find some sponsors to help you out.
Do they still sell those moon shoes that I always wanted? You know, where you just
right? Exactly. I was thinking about that. I was like, well, maybe you should go find the nose for a year. You know,
where
they those always were supposed to work. You know,
I just never had anybody offering me, you know, $2,000
right,
to do it.
$1,000.
I was worried about other things. Okay, so I'm going to go for it. Thank you for talking me through this. I felt like, you know, you're one of those people that I can always get honesty from. I know it's a long shot.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a long shot, but I gave myself a year, and I gave myself some motivation.
And I think if we're to get you fully in the mode, you need to go back to those high school days and, you know, go back with the flat top on top and the long hair. Because I think that might help you get a few extra inches.
Go back to the flat top. Remember those brushes we had when we had flat top mullets?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if I get that close to dunk, I just might do it. I'm a madman. I might as well start growing out my mullet now.
There you go.
I got a year to do it. Buddy, good to talk to you. Thank you for chatting with me about this. Follow me online. This is going to be a year worth of what have I done to myself.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to check back up and see where you're at.
October 2nd, 2018, hashtag BG Dunks. Thanks, Ryan.
Sweet.
Next guest on episode 2 is a guy I've known for, I don't know, 6-7 years almost at this point. We work together at a different job. We've worked next to each other in a cubicle and have become pretty friendly and tight over the last few years. The dude can be brutally honest, and I think he has a unique relationship with money and my gambling habits. So we're going to bring him on. Jubbin, welcome to episode 2 of my Bad Bet podcast.
Sounds good.
How was that intro?
It was great. It was pretty spot on.
Okay, thank you. So here's the thing. I made a bet. I want to get your reaction. I'm going to need your input on whether or not I should get out of it or if I can make it happen, and any qualifiers I might try to put in on the requirements of this bet, okay?
Okay.
1 year, I dunk a basketball.
Oh, man. Well, you were the star athlete.
Well, now, here's the interesting twist. So, I didn't play basketball my senior year in high school. I did all the way up to there. I played football my senior year and had an ankle injury that made me miss a few games.
Have you seen the movie White Men Can't Jump?
I have. You know I don't like stereotypes.
That helps.
Okay, so $1,000 bet. And I've been talking this podcast. It's essentially a $2,000 bet because it's a $2,000 swing, right? Either I'm out $1,000 or I'm plus $1,000. It's essentially a $1,000 bet. But so my question to you, one, is should I try to get out of this bet?
Yes.
Because you don't think there's any way I could do it?
No, it's just $1,000 is way too much money to put on a bet like that.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if that's the amount of money you need to be motivated to actually work on it.
Yes. That's why I put it at like $500. I mean, yeah, I gamble too much, right?
Yes.
But this one, rarely do I get into the four-digit bets.
True.
And I tried to give myself a year.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're not a millionaire. Those are the kinds of people that make four-digit bets.
Right.
And people with gambling problems, which is apparently you.
So if you were me in this position, you would try to get out of it?
For sure.
Okay.
I mean, how much do you think you can improve your vertical?
I have a year. If I can get 1 inch a month.
You're gonna go sign up for the NFL Combine, get some training?
No. Here's what I did do, and they're going to be future guests. I did. My buddy Drew runs a physical therapy office, and I went and did a bunch of testing the other day.
Okay.
And they ran me through a bunch of tests. Now, he's connected me to this app that is just in beta testing, and it's coming out of Europe where they put in all these statistics about your body, your weight. We did all these tests about flexibility of my legs and my ankles. We measured the girth of my legs.
Girth.
Yeah, girth. Geety.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll just pass on that joke.
Okay. You're the first one to do it. So props again to you on that. So they did all these tests and they put it in this app, and then they design workouts specifically for what you want to improve. Now, I'm going to talk to the creator of the app, but I would think because it's connected to physical therapy, if you have a bum knee, they can do, you know, workout specifically for your knee. So I assume that we'll be able to say, I want to only increase my vertical leap. I'm not worried about anything else. Agility, speed. I'm not worried about endurance. I need purely vertical leap. And they're going to create workouts for me that I have to do so often.
Can you use a child's basketball goal?
That's another good question. Well, not the goal. I have to do a 10-foot goal. But can I use a child's basketball? Where I'm going to bring an arbitrator in here, and we're going to work all this out.
Have you ever dunked in the past?
Why do you got to bring up the old stuff, dude? I'm trying to look forward.
I'm just trying to get some data points here.
No, I have not.
I mean, without a doubt, I would say no, don't do this because it's $1,000. But
right. But wait, can you imagine winning $1,000 and dunking a basketball? Imagine how all that would feel. Imagine how good that would feel. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen.
But on the other side, imagine missing a dunk.
In front of a live audience.
Yeah, and then having to write a check for $1,000.
Right.
Should I pay her in pennies if I lose?
Definitely.
The other question is...
Canadian pennies.
Let me ask you this.
Not a thing anymore.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I should be able to dunk anytime up to a year, right? I don't have to do it on that day.
But I think you should capitalize on it and put it on like a live stream.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on if I can dunk or not.
What if you made it an event and earned $1,000 either way?
Right. So like I make it an event. If I make $1,001, that's profit, son.
Right. And if you happen to dunk, then it's even more.
Okay, let me ask you this. What should I put in there? What sort of stipulations do you think I should ask for in regards to injuries?
Well, I mean, you could just say if there's any lower leg injury that would prevent you from doing so because of, like...
Like, what if I tear... If I blow out an ankle?
You blow out an ankle, just like... I would say it depends on how you do it. Like, are you just working out and blowing out your ankle, or you like get hit by a car?
Either. And I think that's part of the reason she made the bet, because I'm old and she's like, well, he might hurt himself, and then that way he definitely won't be able to pay it off.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't do it.
Yes.
But if I was going to, I would certainly say if I get injured, the bet's off, but maybe she wouldn't be down for the bet anymore.
Right. Okay, I'm going to bring an arbitrator in here. All right, the bet is essentially on, unless we can't figure it out in arbitration. What would be your words of advice going forward?
Good luck.
Not like, I figured if I save like, I don't know, I haven't completely done the math, but I save a few bucks a day, put them in a piggy bank.
Yeah.
You haven't been completely encouraging, I'll say that.
I mean, I'm not sure what you expected out of me, baby.
No, this is exactly what I expected, and that's why I called you. Dude, thank you. I'll see you in the office here pretty soon.
All righty.
My final guest on this episode of the BG Dunks podcast is somebody that calls the radio station quite a bit. She's becoming a friend. She's very inspiring. She's fun to talk to, and she has a heck of a story. Kim from Belton, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for calling. Will you share your story of becoming a long-distance runner at an atypical age?
Well, long story short, because I like to just remember that before I did my first marathon, I was diagnosed with SVT. So a heart arrhythmia, probably shouldn't have been running, had a surgery. It wasn't very successful. But I just figured I could do it. And, you know, I started with a 5K, a 4 mile, a 10K, a couple of half marathons, and realized that maybe I could do a marathon. And, you know, the cutoff was 6 hours, and I came in at 6 hours and 18 seconds. Super, super duper proud of myself, a hilly here in Kansas City, and just an incredible sense of accomplishment.
But one of those things, Kim, was your age. How old were you?
Let's see.
You're not supposed to ask a woman her age. Okay.
Oh, no, please ask me because I am rocking it.
It's a
Love the confidence.
I think I was 52.
At your first marathon?
My first marathon.
You
yeah,
don't
I started
look
running
52.
At, I'm 55.
Wow.
There is no way.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so if you haven't heard about this bet, I made a bet with somebody here in the office that I could dunk a basketball inside a year. I've never dunked before, so it's probably a long shot. And this is a difficult task, not only somebody of my athletic ability, but also somebody, you know, from my height and my age and all that. Please give me some words of wisdom to power me through to make it through these workouts. I did a bunch of tests yesterday at my buddy Drew's Sport and Spine. They do physical rehab and physical therapy, but they did a bunch of tests for me. My stomach hurts so bad. I had to roll out of bed because I couldn't sit up today. So words of wisdom do you have to power me through?
Wait, my words of wisdom weren't good enough. Just give up.
Oh, Taylor. You know what? I'm the least likely person in the world to have completed my third marathon. I play the violin. I never ran track. Well, they wanted me on the track team, but they wanted me to coach it. You know what that means, don't you? And I had never, I don't think I'd even run a quarter of a mile, because when you did that in gym class, I would walk it, and then my gym teacher would shame me. And, you know, I'm the least likely person to have ever done it, and I said all along I would never do a marathon. But the thing is I think the most important thing is to set attainable goals. You can't look towards the dunk. You have to look towards all of the things that happened before that, and set attainable goals. And then when you get them, you just reach for the next one. But raise the bar slowly, like I did. And, you know, and then like me, you're going to hit your goal.
Okay.
So, Kim, you really think he can do this if he sets goals?
I think he can do it if he sets goals. And more important than whether or not he can do it, I think he should try.
Meaning, okay, let me go back to the goal thing. You're talking about setting intermittent goals, like for the first month, I want to work out and you know, start my program and work out twice a week. And then if I could, and then the next month I do, okay, I need to work out three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Intermittent goals. That's interesting, because there's a book by Anne Lamott somebody gave me one time called Bird by Bird.
Uh-huh.
And it opens up with this story about a dad and his son waited on a project, and his son's distraught. And he says, look, tomorrow I'm supposed to do a 20-page paper about 20 different birds. I'm never going to make it. I can't do it. I'm a failure. Uh-huh. And the dad says, look, don't think about 20 birds. Take it bird by bird.
Yep.
Take it. Yeah. Just do one bird.
Yep.
And then move to the next one.
Yeah. Aid station to aid station is how you run a marathon. And you know how you eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Right. Genius. I knew Kim would inspire me. I'm hurting today. I'm sore. I knew talking to you, you would have some good advice. Because, again, and Taylor actually said this. She goes, what's the worst case scenario that happens? You work out for a year and you're in great shape?
Yep.
You're not supposed to tell people that I was encouraging you.
I mean,
playing the devil's advocate here.
I know you well enough that I won't tell anybody. But you know, the thing is I think it's really important that you realize that the first 8 weeks are going to be hard.
Right.
And after that, you're going to want to do it. And so what you have to do is push through that first 8 weeks. But you know, I swore I would never do a marathon, and you know, I couldn't run to the end of my block. And that is really hard. It's hard to not be successful and to have to start over or to have to start anything. But, gosh, this has been worth it. I mean, it has been so worth it. And I think for you that you will come out on the end better no matter what happens.
So you just ran the Chicago Marathon and you plan on continuing. Your next marathon will be what number?
Four.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know where it's going to be, or you don't know yet?
I'm going to put my name into the lottery for Chicago again and hope that I get in. If I don't get into the Chicago Marathon next year, I'll do the Lakefront 50K in Chicago.
Nice.
And hopefully the weather's a little cooler for you this time.
Oh, holy cow. No kidding. But be careful what you wish for.
Kim, good talking to you. We love that you're such a good friend of the show. Thank you for your words of encouragement.
All right. You guys, love you guys. Talk soon.
We'll be right back.
why I didn't call this podcast What Have I Gotten Myself Into is beyond me. It's hashtag BGDunks18. You can follow along at 997thepoint.com. You should be able to subscribe with your favorite podcast aggregator. On an upcoming episode, we're going to have my buddy Drew in. He's a physical therapist. We did a bunch of tests. It was like 5 days ago. I'm still very, very, very sore. Very sore. We're going to talk about the results of those tests and what he thinks my prospects are and what we're going to do going forward to try to get me above the rim. Hey, thanks for listening, and be sure to find me online, Twitter, at Brady Goodman, Snapchat, Brady Goodman KC, and of course at 997thepoint.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.